Don't picture a glass office building in Warm Springs or an Auk Bay Laboratory or even a Sitka Sound Science Center. The Center for Coastal Conservation is ambitious but small.
Right now, it is primarily a single building sitting on this little plot of land there. But even that, we kind of have ideas of how it's going to expand in the next couple of years into multiple buildings and multiple opportunities for all sorts of groups to be there at the same time.
Andy Szabo is the director of the Alaska Whale Foundation, the parent organization of the Center for Coastal Conservation. He spent the last 15 summers in the area doing graduate research on whales, primarily out of a 50-foot wooden boat based in Petersburg. Szabo says the foundation has traded out the boat for a shoreside facility and wants to turn its attention towards other ecological sciences.
What we're hoping to do is start to expand our programs into a lot more terrestrial research, coastal research, marine research. We want to start doing some inventory projects and some monitoring programs and support some education efforts as well.
But whales will still be in the research picture. The center continues to provide logistical support for SeaSwap, the sperm whale avoidance project run by the University of Alaska, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
And it just so happens that's happening right at the doorstep of our new center. You can literally look from the porch and watch sperm whales out there depredating these longline fishermen's gear. There's also this growing issue of humpback whales depredating again hatchery-reared salmon. Hidden Falls is 5 miles away from where we are. So those whales are moving past our little center there and going up and feeding on salmon in front of the hatchery. And there's a lot of interest in addressing those problems and others, sea otters and so forth.
And with interest comes funding. Szabo says that in the past, the Alaska Whale Foundation didn't need to raise more than the money needed to keep one boat running for the summer. Those needs will grow if the center follows through on its plans for expansion. But Szabo believes the resources will be there.
A lot of tourists are coming through there. A lot of fishermen come through there. The Hidden Falls Hatchery is nearby. There's a trolling fleet comes through, the longline fleet comes through. So it's a great place to connect with all sorts of the region stakeholders, but also just tourists that are coming up here.
Szabo says he has made friends in Warm Springs over the many years he's been doing research nearby, and he's sensitive to the community's character. Even if it puts up another structure or two, the Center for Coastal Conservation should remain inconspicuous in the boardwalk community of about 15 houses. Inconspicuous? Exciting.
Things are evolving organically, but they're expanding rapidly. Last year was the first year we actually took, we acquired the title to that facility. We'd been working in there, and since that time, it just seems like things are growing at a rapid pace. I think next year, next summer is going to be really big in terms of the number of people out there, projects we're doing, number of volunteers. We're looking to develop a strategic plan right now with some regional and national stakeholders. And so I think the next 6 months is going to be pretty big for us.
Szabo says the Center for Coastal Conservation will operate between the months of April and October in Warm Springs Bay. He has plans to open an office in Sitka for the rest of the year. Warm Springs, he says, is a little dark and lonely in the winter. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.